Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi, everyone. This is Allison Bachman, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. I hope you're having a wonderful evening. I almost feel like I want to say live from New York because I'm in New York doing the show this evening instead of my usual place, which is in Pennsylvania. But I've got a really wonderful special guest this evening. I have Joseph Tittle with me on the show. And Joseph, for those of you that may not have heard of him, he's a spiritual medium, he's a psychic clairvoyant and medical intuitive. And some of you may have seen Joseph on America's Psychic Challenge on the Lifetime Channel. That airs, I think, Friday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I myself have been personally enjoying that show. I think it's a very interesting show. And, you know, I could go on and on here and talk about Joseph's wonderful qualifications, but I think I'm going to just say hi to Joseph. Hi.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. And you know what? I think sometimes it really helps for people to connect to you if you explain a little bit about yourself, you know, and let them, you know, get your bio from you. Tell them about yourself, Joseph.
Well, basically, I'm a medium, like you said, a spiritual medium. My specialty, I guess you would say, would be communicating with people who are deceased.
Mm-hmm.
I started seeing things ever since I was a little boy, so it's not something I really learned to do. It's just something I've come to learn to understand, because it's always been there. That's like one of the biggest questions, like, when did you realize?
Yeah.
It just took me till I was in my mid-20s before I realized I had the gift of communicating with the deceased. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I began reading cards when I was just 19 years old.
Right.
And that's when I started the profession.
Right, right. Well, I just, your manager and managed to get your book to me in time. I read Messages from the Other Side. And that's kind of like a journey, I think, as you, your youth, and as you began to use your abilities or realized you had them. It's a very interesting book, Joseph.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it. And I think what I liked about you is a sense of humor that sort of came through in the book. And also I kind of connected to that as well with you on the show as well. I mean, you just seem to be like a very warm person, you know, someone who, you know, is reachable and touchable and just friendly. And I that really came through in the book as well, right?
Yeah, I tried to write the book just being myself, you know. I didn't put any extra hard work into it. I just wrote my stories the way I tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe in doing good for everybody, and I believe my work is really, really healing. It brings so much validation and closure to people.
Right.
You know, I'm really grateful for what I have and what I do.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I didn't see the entire thing, but you have a three-hour DVD, Spirit Man Joseph, Messages from the Other Side, from New Century TV, I believe. It's on the Spirituality Channel.
Uh-huh.
And I watched the preview for that, really, and you're wonderful. I mean, amazing validation, amazing readings you did in that. That was really wonderful.
Thank you. Actually, it's funny because they didn't expect that DVD to go to be 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the producer called me up. He says, we can't cut it anymore. He said, it's just too good. We can't cut it.
Wow. There was amazing validations in that. You know, I was you know, quite, and also the healing that took place with some of the people that you read for. I'm hoping to talk Susan into seeing if I can get hold of the whole thing, or I'm going to want to get hold of the whole thing, because it really was wonderful. I mean, you're quite an amazing medium, I have to say. I was very impressed. And the other thing that impresses me about you is you do a lot of charity work, don't you?
I do. I try to do a few things every year. I just did a really big breast cancer awareness event, which went to the Susan G. Komen.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to give back to the community. So.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree.
I don't know too many psychics that really go out and do fundraisers like that. And,
No, I don't know any that do that, but I really think that that's really important to do work like that. I want you to, you know, as long as we've got everyone's undivided attention, and I know that once we open up the phone lines, we're going to be getting some calls, but you also have a CD, a meditation CD. Do you want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, I do. I have a meditation CD. It's a guided meditation. The background music is by Thaddeus. Thaddeus is actually spirit channeled through somebody that does and composes the music.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, a lot of people ask me how I do my work and how to get in touch with their own spirit guides or spirit angels. And basically, that CD takes them through the processes of relaxation, meditation, and guidance from their own spirit guides.
Mm. Well, that sounds lovely, too. Now, if somebody wanted to either get a hold of your book or get a hold of this CD or, let's say, even get a hold of a copy of the DVD, you want to give them your website, Joseph?
SpiritManJoseph.com.
Easy enough.
You can also go get the book from Amazon.com or at Target.com. It's not yet in bookstores, but I'm working on that now. But
mm-hmm.
It's easier just to go on our website and get it, SpiritManJoseph.com.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how did you come to be called Spirit Man Joseph?
That's actually a funny story. When I was younger, like teenage years, you know, all my friends used to drag me to all the spooky places to see what I would feel or what I would do. And
mm-hmm.
one day, one of my friends turned around and he said, you know, from this day forth, you'll be Spirit Man. And it just stuck, and everybody called me that ever since.
From this day forth, okay. Well,
it's funny, I guess you had to be there when he said it.
Well, I think it suits you. I think it's kind of, it's cute. I like it. So it's www.spiritmanjoseph.com, and if anyone is interested in the CD or the meditation CD, the book, or the DVD, they can find out how to get a hold of them there. And I have one more thing I want to discuss with you. You're getting a new radio show. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, in my local town. I did a radio interview a few weeks back, and they really enjoyed it. Their phone lines got flooded with calls,
mm-hmm.
So they decided to give me a show once a week on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be in my local area, the surrounding counties, and people will be able to go on the website and listen to it there also.
Right. You also have a video blog on your website, don't you?
It's a little bit of a mix. It started out as a regular blog.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started to do the videos recently because,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes my grammar isn't the best. And I'm a little lazy at times, so it's easier to do the video blog. But I do
a
mix of both.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it. I actually spent some time there, and I played a couple of the blogs, and I thought that they were very interesting, and I enjoyed it. Well, listen, what I want to do, if it's okay with you, Joseph, and I want to open up the lines. I mean, we're going to be taking some calls. Perhaps people have got some questions for you. They may want some readings from you. That's okay with you?
Okay.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to open up the radio lines if you would like to call and speak to my guest, who is Joseph Tittle. He is a spiritual medium, psychic clairvoyant, and a medical intuitive. And you may have seen him on America's Psychic Challenge on the Lifetime Channel, which I'm very much enjoying that program. When does that program conclude, Joseph?
I'm not sure when it's done.
You're not sure when it's done? Okay. All right, because I'm looking forward to with great anticipation. But anyhow, let's give everybody the numbers. If you're calling in the United States, you can call toll-free at 877-876-5227. And in Canada, you can call toll-free 888-815-9756. And you can also call direct at 530-876-5227. 3222. And once again, my guest this evening is Joseph Tittle. Now, Joseph, I guess we're not going to have 2 seconds in between. Who's calling, please?
Yeah, hi. Good evening, Allison. Hi, Joseph. This is Kim in Louisiana.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Hanging in. I was calling. I was hoping maybe Joseph could help me. I'm calling about my aunt. She's actually in the hospital tonight. She spent all day in the emergency room, but they don't know what's wrong with her.
Is this located in her stomach area?
I don't know. Seriously, they don't know.
But is she having pain there?
Yeah, I don't know. She's in another state right now. I'll ask her, though.
Yeah, I keep getting pulled to the stomach area.
Yeah.
I feel like there could be something going on there.
Okay.
Some kind of growth or something along those lines. I feel like this is going to be removed or taken out, and I believe that it's not cancer or anything like that, so I don't believe that there's no need to worry about that. I believe that this will be fixed, and she'll be out within the week.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you so much.
No,
well, that's
so
good
welcome.
News. Well, I wish you a lot of luck, Kim.
Yeah, I'll be in touch, Alice, and I'll let you know. You too. Joseph, I really appreciate the kind words. Have a blessed evening, guys.
Thank you. Good luck with that.
Okay,
good
thanks.
Luck, dear.
Yes.
Okay. So you are a medical intuitive as well, right?
I am. That is correct.
How does that work exactly?
Do you feel, or
are you told?
It basically comes from my guides. Everything comes from my spirit guides. So I rely on them for pretty much everything. Sometimes when I look at people, I can scan them and see things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the information just comes to me.
Mm. So I always wondered, because and this is just total observation, but, you know, like observing some medical intuitives, they actually feel, you know, what's wrong with the other person. You know, physically feel it as well. I guess that really depends on how you receive your information, right?
Well, yes, sometimes I do feel it. Just like actually with her, I was going right to the stomach. That's why felt that. Even when I connect with people who passed, sometimes I'll feel the pain. Like I'll get the headache if they had a head injury or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Joseph, we have another caller, so hold on. Who's calling, please?
Teresa from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Teresa from Phoenix. How are you?
Fine,
thank you. Hi, how are you?
Thank you. Fine.
Didn't you have a question or something to say to Joseph?
Yeah, Joseph, could you pick up any energy on whether my boyfriend and I are going to stay together?
Are you engaged now?
Not now.
Okay, were you engaged with this person?
We've not officially. We've talked. We've talked about it. We've been together 5 years.
Okay. Well, I keep getting an engagement ring with that. Usually when I get that, that usually means an upcoming engagement. But at the same time, I'm not sure if you want to accept that engagement.
I would like for... he's cheated, and I'm trying to get beyond that and trust and everything.
That would be a reason not to want to accept the engagement ring.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. And what I see, and actually when I see these things, I see it like, it's kind of weird, but I see like a ring broken, like a broken engagement ring, which would mean a broken engagement. So really, I kind of feel like you should move on from that. As hard as it's going to be, it's time to move on. And I think you feel that already in your stomach.
Yeah.
And it's hard, but you'll get through it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's changed any.
Okay.
Is that it, Teresa? Is that what you want to know?
Oh, pretty much. Can I ask about my children?
Yeah.
Real quick, sure.
You have to be a little specific.
Well, I have 2 adult children, and I was wondering if you saw them being okay.
Yeah, I think the kids are okay. I'm more worried about you right now.
Yeah.
I think you need to focus on yourself right now and get through this, because the kids are great. I wouldn't even worry about the kids.
Okay,
Teresa?
Okay.
Just hang in there.
All right.
That's good advice, Teresa.
All right. God bless.
Bye.
Take care, sweetie. You know, it's funny. I was feeling very much the same thing as you were just then, Joseph. So,
you know, and sometimes it's really hard. I try to tell people, and it's important for people listening that are going to call in to, you know, make sure you want to know the answer.
Exactly. Exactly. Because if you ask the question, you may not always like the answer.
Or sometimes you might not even believe the answer. I had an incident one time where the woman asked me what was going to happen with her fiancé and her. And I told her that I saw him leaving the country, never coming back. And she got mad at me. And a few years later, I ran into her, and she said, you know, you're right. My fiancé went to Poland, and he never came back.
Those are times when you really wish you weren't right, right?
But, yeah, right.
Right. Okay, well, I think we've got another caller. Hi, caller. Who's calling?
Hi, Allison. Hi, Joseph. It's Eve.
Hi, Eve. How you doing? Good,
hey,
honey.
Laurie.
How are you? I'm very well. Eve is calling from California. Joseph?
Okay.
Hi, Eve. Joseph.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay. I just actually am calling just to see if just by talking with me you have can pick up anything I need to know or... or do you want me to ask something specific?
That
might be a long
idea.
List.
There is a long list. That's the problem.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, hon.
Do you want me to ask you something specific?
Please.
Okay. I've been going through a very tough year, and I want to know as far as my health goes if that's going to get better, and if there's any messages from any of my loved ones of the past.
Excuse me. Are you moving? Because the first thing I get is a move.
Possibly, but I have a feeling that's more of me moving forward with my life, I think.
Okay, because I do get a move. I get packed boxes. I get the real estate sign, which always shows me that there's a move.
Ugh.
I'm sorry?
Not what I wanted to hear, Joseph, but it's possible, yes.
Okay. I just think that's the first thing I have to acknowledge for you. You need to move. You
okay.
need to get out of where you're at.
Okay.
I feel like you might even move a little bit of a distance.
Okay.
A little bit of a distance. It's
good.
Not going to be right around the corner, maybe at least an hour away from where you're at now.
Excellent.
I feel like you're going a little bit north. I think that career is going to be good for you, so no stress there. But I get worried because I don't feel like you're eating correctly.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
I'm not getting good vitamin intake in the body.
Right.
I definitely would suggest taking multivitamins.
Okay.
Possibly even in a liquid form because your body absorbs more of that.
Okay.
You do also have a grandmother-type energy around you that I have
uh-huh.
to acknowledge.
Uh-huh.
Somebody that you would have been very close to.
Yes.
She comes right out as being grandmom to me.
Oh, wonderful.
And I have to acknowledge somebody also with the same name as you.
That would be my great-great-great-great-grandmother.
Wow, that's a lot of greats.
That is a lot of greats. That's who I'm named after.
But that just also goes to show that it doesn't matter how long ago a person passed or whether you knew them or not, you're
right.
still connected.
That's
and they're
wonderful.
Still around you. But grandmom's good over there, I have to let you know that. And she tells you to hang in there because things are going to get good for you.
Okay, is there any indication if she's been with me through all my surgeries and stuff? Because
yeah,
I know I saw her
one.
Once.
There's other ones that are around you, too.
Right.
Who just had the birthday?
Would be probably my mother.
Because I have to acknowledge the happy birthday, which would have just passed or just come.
Oh, well, I just turned 50 in June, so.
In 50, you said?
Uh-huh.
That's a big happy birthday.
Yeah, that is.
That's a big happy birthday. So Grandma
yes,
would want me to acknowledge that. That's really important. You have a gentleman
you.
Around you also, a male energy.
My brother.
That's young to me. He seems young.
Yes, my brother.
You understand that? Did he have something to do with complication with the head?
I don't know. Not, I don't think so.
I'm getting like an aneurysm or a stroke. Or would that
not
be back to grandma?
Not my brother. I don't know who that could be.
Could be back to grandma, too.
Could be. Yeah, very possible.
Is somebody around you now living that may be having problems with possibly a stroke or maybe Alzheimer's?
Yes, my father-in-law.
Okay, that's where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I get a lot of worry about him.
Yes.
A lot of concern. Is he in a nursing home?
No, he's here with us.
Okay, is he in nurse's care?
My husband.
Okay.
That's one of the problems.
I get concerns, I feel like, and sometimes it's hard to take this in, but I feel like he needs to be in a nursing facility.
I totally agree with you, and I'm going to tell my husband that it came from you.
And sometimes people dread that, but sometimes
I know.
Sometimes it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a burden. You can't handle it anymore. It's messing up everything.
It's a big burden because I have breast cancer.
Okay. You're gonna get through that.
Okay, good.
You're almost halfway through it.
Okay, excellent.
No big deal.
Then I thank you for doing work for breast cancer.
Oh, no, thank you. That's what inspires me.
It's wonderful. It really is.
It is wonderful, and you're going to get through it, and then you'll be speaking about it to others.
Great. That's what I want to hear. Excellent.
Okay, dear. So good
thank
luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be good.
I so appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
God bless you. Allison, take care, sweetheart.
All right. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye.
Very good. Very good.
Well, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. That was. That really was. You know, there's a lot of people that speak really highly of you. You know Susan Duvall, right?
I do.
She speaks very highly of you. Do you do workshops, Joseph?
I used to hold classes. I stopped because nobody seemed interested, but I'm going to start doing that again coming up
uh-huh.
in the winter.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And you do a lot of gallery events?
Oh, yeah.
But you do them just, do you do it just on the East Coast, or do you go any further than that?
Right now, just on the East Coast. I'd love to
okay.
be able to travel a wide, though.
Well, I'm thinking maybe you're going to be going further than that, but
I'm hoping.
We've got a caller, so we'll discuss that later.
Hello there.
Who's calling, please?
Okay, this is Dominic from England.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, fine, fine, doing well, as I believe I am, yes. Okay, I'm wondering, I got some kind of a feeling of struggle in my face. It almost has been pushed down into me, and I'm trying to work out if you have a clue about what it might be causing it.
I can't. I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do you want to repeat again what you
okay.
said? Say it slower.
Yeah. Sorry. I got a kind of strange feeling about as if something is pushing my face down into. Well, I can't explain it, but it's kind of a struggle in my face, almost like a big blockage. And my energy. I have trouble getting my energy up, and I wonder if there's any idea. What could be causing it? It's been happening for a long time.
Well, do you meditate on a daily basis?
Yes, I believe I do. You know,
I would definitely suggest meditation. I don't feel like there's any energy around you blocking you.
Okay.
I just think that you overthink things.
Yeah.
I think your mind moves too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you block yourself.
Uh-huh. So this is my own confusion about it, really.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because I get your mind keeps going and going and going and going and going.
Mm.
And it's causing your own block.
Uh-huh.
You should get a guided meditation CD and listen to it. Anybody, any good guided meditation CD.
Okay, yeah.
And do a little bit of self-hypnosis.
So I won't worry about that again. Man. It's been puzzling me for a long time. But okay, another thing. There's a female spirit that I've known for a long time, and I'm wondering if you have any idea about who she might be.
Say this again?
Do you have
a female spirit that you know?
Well, it seems like I know her. I've known her for the last 20 years.
But this is somebody that's passed away?
I believe so. That's confusing. She only talks to me in a kind of non-direct manner.
Did you know that could be your spirit guide?
Yeah. I suppose she is my spirit guide, but it's like, does she have a background at all?
Well, your spirit guides are more of angels. They don't really necessarily have backgrounds because they're done in this world. They're done here.
Okay.
They're of a higher realm, a higher existence. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's why they're able to guide us. That's who talks to you all the time. And when you slow down and meditate, you'll be able to hear her more clearly.
Okay.
And you probably have more than one, because I get two spirit guides with you.
Yeah, I think I probably do. It's
one
like
male, one female.
One that's a very strong personality. But the thing is, she seems to have... Let's get my brain straight. She might have been someone who lived in the last century. Now she gave me a story about that. And then I sort of felt that I've identified her, but I can't really kind of... work it out, but, well, you know, never mind.
But it's possible. I mean, I have a guide myself that was of the Native American Indians, so that would be the background of that one. I mean, it's definitely possible. But then I have another spirit guide that tells me that they never lived in this realm. They've never been here before.
So I'm trying to think, if you try to, tune into that spirit guide, you wouldn't be able to find out who she was. Now, it's so complicated, really. It's just like, never mind. Maybe I should just leave it.
I would say definitely meditate on her more, because my thing with spirit guides is they want to talk to you. They don't want to talk through me. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They want to talk to you on their own. That's what they're
right.
there for. We can
right.
all tune into our spirit guides.
Right.
Okay, that's a great help. It's just, it's probably like a long thing. Sort of, I have to develop myself to finally get, understand who she is. And then,
meditation
right.
is the key.
Thank
right.
you much indeed. It's been very, very, very helpful indeed.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay.
Thank
goodbye.
You. Thanks for calling.
Well, that was far away.
Yeah, that was far away. There you go. But, what you said is so true. I have so many people, when I'm doing readings and whatever and recommend the meditations and whatever, and their minds don't slow down. They can't find that quiet, no-thought place. And I really believe that the guided meditations or even, being able to just listen to music, what you recommended, that's really... the best way to get around that.
Absolutely. And then the spirit guide thing's interesting, too.
Right,
because
right.
I used to always want to know who my spirit guides were, what their names were,
mm-hmm.
and put a face behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And I never was able to. They told me I had to figure it out myself, and then eventually I figured it out myself.
Right. I've heard a lot of people say that as well, besides yourself. Other mediums and psychics say that they, your spirit guide talks to you, So, but I think we have another caller, so let's hold that thought. Who's okay. calling, please?
Hi, Allison and Joseph. This is Nancy from Washington.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy from Washington.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
And you have a question for Joseph?
Yes, I do. Could you tell me if you see anything wrong with me health-wise in my heart area or a message from my mom or dad?
Do you have problems walking around?
Yeah.
Because I get problems with walking around. Do your legs hurt a lot?
Yeah.
Did you ever get checked for neuropathy?
For what?
It's called neuropathy.
I believe so.
Because I get pulled to that.
Okay.
And unfortunately, that's a genetic makeup system, I believe. I'm not a doctor. I really don't know.
Right.
But my mother had neuropathy. And somehow or another, that could be connected to the heart, too. So you really have to watch your cholesterol.
Correct.
And you have to watch your blood pressure.
Yes.
But I think your cholesterol is the big problem that I worry about with you.
Okay.
My recommendation for you would be to take short walks every day until the point that you can't walk any further.
Okay.
Take a couple days off. Build up the strength in your legs. Once you build up the strength in your legs, you'll build up the strength in your heart also. I think this is something that's fixable.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear.
I don't think it's nothing, it's definitely something to be aware of and to worry about, but it's not... It's curable. It's fixable.
Okay.
Very simple. Fixable. Eat more vegetables.
Okay.
You eat no vegetables?
Not much. I drink V8 juice.
That doesn't work. You have to have the real thing, the green stuff.
Okay.
Nice try, Nancy.
I can do that.
That was a cute comeback.
Thanks.
Who would be Margaret that's around you?
A Margaret?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I don't recognize that name.
I have like an M.
Okay.
This is somebody passed away.
Okay.
But at the same time, I could be picking up on Alice.
On me?
Yeah. This would be a female mother type energy.
Mm. Oh. Well, that might be someone I could relate to, Joseph, so...
That's why I kind of wanted to. I kind of felt that around you. And the thing is when they call, I don't call them; they come to me.
Oh, okay.
I can't like connect with a specific energy. It's always who comes to me. But I have to acknowledge this mother energy around you with the letter M.
Mhm. Okay.
But I don't know who on. I don't know if this has to do with the caller on the phone or if it has to do with you. But I'm getting somebody with pneumonia.
Huh.
Or somebody that passed from lung problems. Breathing.
That would still be on my side, Joseph.
Oh, my
okay.
goodness.
So just know that your mom and dad are okay on the other side. When I have another energy that interferes, I got to kind of go with that.
Uh-huh.
So I have to go with this with Allison and just let her know that this is who's around her.
Okay. I'm sorry, Nancy. I didn't mean to take, you know, take your reading.
Okay.
I really apologize.
That's
but Nancy,
okay.
Definitely listen to my health advice.
Oh, definitely, I will.
Because I think you'll be okay after today.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
No, thank you. God bless you.
Okay, bless
you. Get those vegetables and put away that juice. And, you know, I'm going to be watching you.
Okay, you do that.
All right.
And I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
so
bye-bye.
Allison,
thanks for calling, Nance.
Bye-bye.
Allison, is it Margaret?
No, but the M is what you said in the M. That makes
and
sense
And this is
to
somebody
me.
Very close to you.
Right, yes.
Kind of like mom, mother energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just have to acknowledge her with you right now.
Okay, well, thank you, sweetie. I appreciate that.
She's very proud
that.
Of you where you're at right now.
Okay, well, that's possible, too. I'm not in my own home, so anything's possible right now. I'm staying with my daughter, so. But thank you. I appreciate that. I usually don't.
Well, when they come, I have to just kind of
that's
make, you
okay.
know, they're around.
I think we actually had a medium on one time, and they actually got the information for the next caller. They actually has this happened to
that
you
happened
before?
To me when I did
that
the radio
your
show
is,
a
yeah.
couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, that does happen.
And we
listen,
actually, the show was supposed to end, and I waited for the night to take the next call, and it was for them.
Yeah, that sometimes that happens. So
that
what are you going to do? I want to just one more time remind everyone that you're listening to BBS Radio, the number one internet radio station. And my guest this evening is Joseph Tittle. And Joseph, am I saying your last name correctly?
Tittle.
Oh, very good. I can destroy a name in about 3.2 seconds.
Mine's very easy
right.
to destroy.
Okay, and Joseph is a spiritual medium, a psychic clairvoyant, and a medical intuitive, and you may even have seen him on America's Psychic Challenge on the Lifetime Channel, which airs on Friday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We do have a caller that's called in, but I just want to give the numbers one more time before we take this caller. You can call toll-free, USA, 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And who's calling, please?
Oh, yes, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Where are you calling from, Sue?
Oh, Florida.
Wonderful. And
Florida, my dad's
I'm
in
assuming
Florida.
You want to speak to Joseph.
Yes. Joseph, what do you see running around me?
You have dogs in the house? No.
That too.
What do you mean, see running around you?
Oh, I just wondered if you picked up anything that was new and exciting coming up.
Around you in your life, you mean?
Excuse me?
You mean in your life?
Yes.
In the future?
Yes.
Are you taking a trip out of country?
Oh, I would love to.
I keep getting an airplane in the trip out of country over water.
Ah.
Did you plan this yet?
No.
Do you have a connection to Italy?
Back through ancestors and things.
Do you have family there now?
Not that I'm aware of. More Ireland.
I'm sorry, Ireland?
Yeah.
Okay, that could be what I'm getting. I get Ireland, Italy, I'm bad with the globe.
That's okay.
But I'm getting going back. I'm getting a trip out of country for you. And I feel like this is going to be in the spring.
Ah, well, that sounds like fun. I can start packing.
And who works in the medical field around you?
I have a bunch of people on the other side that were in the medical field.
That are passed away?
Yes.
Okay. You have a male energy over there that was a doctor.
My husband was a nurse.
A male?
Yes.
Okay. You have somebody that passed younger also.
A son.
Was this a tragic passing? Like unexpected?
Yes and no. Yes. He had problems at birth.
I'm sorry?
He had problems at birth but lasted for 7 months.
Was he on life support?
In the very beginning, yes.
Okay.
But I brought him home. He was home when he passed away.
Okay. I have to bring him up around you. You know, you're not at fault for this.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
But
did he have a blood disease?
Excuse me?
A disease that went through the blood.
He was breathing in the birth canal and was brain injured.
Okay, I keep getting something with the blood also.
My younger brother's had a blood disease.
That's passed also?
Yes.
Okay, that would be... Who's Bill?
Who's who?
The B, Bill.
My dad.
That's passed also?
Yes.
Okay, he's a funny guy, you know.
Yeah, I know.
he's here with me, playing with me. This is not funny. This is so not funny.
Well, he was a lot of fun.
You know he's taking care of everybody over there. You ever hear that expression? I don't know the expression, but I'm sure you're going to know it. Something to do with wooden nickels.
Oh, yeah.
How's it go?
Don't take any wooden nickels.
Okay, he keeps telling you that.
Yeah, that sounds like my dad.
Did your brother have leukemia?
He was hemophilic.
And I don't understand, what is that?
He was a free bleeder.
Okay.
And he was in a car accident and ended up bleeding to death.
That would be where I get the blood disease then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're all content and happy on the other side.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Who's
I'm
pregnant
quite
now around
where
you?
They are. Excuse me?
I keep getting a pregnancy around you.
My daughter just had my first grandson.
Okay.
But no one else I know is at this time.
Okay. I would have to acknowledge the grandson, but I also have to acknowledge a pregnancy coming up again, so tell her to be careful.
I will.
Because,
he's
you know, that's
guy.
The worst time right after having a baby.
Yeah. Well, he's a very big blessing to us. She didn't think she was going to have any children.
And who's the J like Jimmy?
Who's who?
Jim or John?
John was my brother that was killed in the accident.
Okay, so I got John, I got Bill here. I have to bring up October for you, the month of October.
Okay.
I don't know if somebody passed that month.
My grandmother's birthday was in October.
Okay. And what's the date the 26th mean to you?
The what?
26.
26?
Mm-hmm. It would be either a date or an age.
Not sure.
Okay, just kind of write that down for me.
I'll just have to figure that one out.
You'll get it. It could be even February 6th.
Oh,
did you just buy a new car?
Huh?
Did you just buy a new car?
No, I'm thinking about it.
Bill's telling me you're getting a new car.
Well, I was thinking about it. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, you're getting one. I'll put money on it.
We'll see.
He says go for the Lincoln Town Car.
That's funny. That was my mom's favorite.
It was it?
Yeah.
They keep showing me that. Did Mom have one?
No, it was one she always wanted, and we were going to buy one, and she ended up passing away before we did.
Oh, okay. She keeps bringing up the Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah, well, that was her thing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So that's her poking through for you.
I guess that's her form of wooden nickel.
But they're all good over there. You know that already, though.
Oh,
you
yes,
know they come to you in your dreams.
And other times, yes. They okay. They make themselves very well known.
Yeah, I know. Bill just popped up in my room. And he's just a funny guy.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm so glad that everybody enjoys him.
So enjoy your trip next year.
Well, thank you. I'll have to make sure that I get to go.
Oh, you'll
send
go.
Send me a postcard.
Yeah, send me a postcard.
I sure will.
Thank you, dear. God bless you.
Thank you,
for calling.
And you too.
All right. You know, as long as we're on the subject and you get a spirit that's particularly charming or funny or enjoyable like that, I mean, that's got to be fun for you to a certain extent, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Some of them come through with jokes and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, what is the most, if you could just, like, answer the question, what was the most interesting spirit that ever came through with personality? I mean, can you think of anyone specific that just really got you?
I've had so many.
Yeah.
So many, but there's always this one that really kind of attached himself to me, which was a young guy by the name of Matthew.
Mm-hmm. And he was murdered, and I first connected with him with his mother when she came to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And to some of them, it's like they're standing there, and I'm holding a complete conversation with them.
Really?
And he would be the one that was, like, holding the conversation. I mean, he took me to the scene. Sometimes I go to the scene of where these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
He took me to the scene all the way to, like, the color of the car the guy was driving, the guy's name, the gun was in the glove box, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he came to see me after that, it was, like, a fun experience.
Wow. Now, you've done some police work, or you've actually called in some information for crimes, haven't you?
I have.
The recent one in Philadelphia, the murder?
Yes, I just recently called in. I don't usually do something like that.
Right.
To me, you know, you're going to come to me. I'm not going to just go
right.
do that.
Right, but you felt compelled.
I was up all night. It was bothering me because I was getting so much information about it.
That's got to be interesting.
And when I called, I finally got a hold of one of the detectives, and, you know, she was very open to what I had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple things that I told her, she put me on hold and go check to see if I was right. And, you know, a couple things, she'd get real silent because you knew that you hit a spot.
Something that they didn't tell everyone.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a shame that they never, like, called me back or anything because I know I gave them the name John.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I told them to look in homeless areas, homeless
right.
shelters.
And that's where they found the guy, right?
Uh-huh, and his name was John.
Mm-hmm. See? Well, there you go. There you go.
So I could have very well helped them find that person.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay. Well, our break's over. We have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi there, Allison. This is Molly from Arizona.
Hi, Molly from Arizona.
Hi,
Molly.
Joseph. How are you?
Hi, Molly. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I just had a question. I'm working on a project right now, and I was wondering if you had any insight into the direction of it.
Is this a business project?
Yeah, it's kind of like a new career business type move.
Okay. Are you going to start your own actual business?
Pardon me?
Are you starting your own business?
Yes.
Because I get business all around you.
Okay.
I feel like you should have did this a long time ago.
It's been a little while.
Are you opening up a little shop?
Not that I plan on.
Okay, because I get to like a store.
Oh, okay.
Does somebody else do that around you?
I used to have a store, yes.
Oh, you used to have a store. So that might be what I'm picking up on from a long time ago.
Okay.
Business is all around you. That's your life. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh, okay.
So this, whatever you're about to launch will go good, but you have to give it a little bit of time.
Okay.
And don't let little things deter you from moving forward with it, because it's not going to be easy the first few months.
Okay.
A few things are going to make you want to drop the whole thing.
Okay.
But don't drop it.
Okay.
Keep it up, and it'll be very successful within a two-year period.
Okay. Great. Okay. And it's kind of would be my kind of direction that I'm going, right?
I feel like you're right where you need to be going now.
Okay.
You might do a little bit of a change with it, but still kind of on the same path. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But again, the first 6 months are going to be tough, more than most the first three months, but then it'll be good for you.
Okay, and it'll be something that I can just continue on then.
I think that's all you're going to be doing.
Great.
I think that's it for you.
Well, great. Well, thank you.
No, thank you, dear. Good luck with that.
Thank you very much, and nice to hear you on Allison's show. Thanks, Allison.
All right, thanks, Molly, for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. One more time. I think we probably got time for maybe one, maybe two calls. So, you know, if you're listening and you'd like to call in and ask Joseph a question or maybe get a little bit of a reading, you can call in on the toll-free line, USA 877-876-5227. Also from Canada, toll-free 888-815-9756. I don't know where the guy from England called in on. We don't have a toll-free for that. And we already have a caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Caroline.
Can you say your name again? Caroline? Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My question is, I've been with the same guy for about 5 years, and I'd like to kind of know where he sees us going. If we get married or if we split up or...
Well, I see you staying together.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see an immediate marriage with that.
Do you see an eventual marriage?
That's a good question.
I see it that he's afraid.
Uh-huh.
He's afraid to make that commitment.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why he's afraid. He don't have nothing to be afraid of. He's definitely in love and definitely in the relationship. But he just doesn't want to sign them papers.
Okay.
But I do believe that you will get married, because now I do see a wedding. But I feel like you have to push it.
I have to do what?
You have to push it with him.
Oh.
You have to let him know you're ready.
So it will be him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
But you knew that already.
I didn't know. I really didn't.
Well,
when
you have a connection, you know.
Yeah.
And it's definitely there, so it'll work out. But yeah, sometimes men need a kick in the butt.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like he needs that kick. Let him know what you want.
Okay. Do you see me moving anywhere anytime soon?
Not right away. No, I don't.
Okay.
Maybe within a two-year period, but not within the year.
Okay. Would you happen to know what state?
That's a good question. I feel like you're going to stay in the same state.
Same state?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But do you have a house in another state?
I was thinking about buying one in another state.
Because I see you in two places at once.
Oh.
I see you having two properties at the same time.
Okay.
But I don't see you moving to the other property. I see you just going there to stay.
Okay.
Kind of like a summer home.
Okay, interesting. Well, thank you so much.
No, thank you, dear. Good luck.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling, Carolyn.
Thanks.
All righty, bye-bye. Well, there you go. Well, listen, I want to take a few minutes here, Joseph, if you don't mind, and just recap a few things with everyone.
Okay.
If they want to get a hold of you, give them your website, please.
SpiritManJoseph.com.
SpiritManJoseph.com. There's a lot of information there, getting a hold of your book, Messages from the Other Side.
We're putting up a new website this evening, actually. So.
Are you really?
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, then don't look that for tonight, then. Wait till tomorrow.
It should be up.
It should be up, okay.
Sometime tonight, hopefully.
Okay. Okay. Well, you have the book, you have the meditation CD, and, you know, I got to say, I'm sorry, I got to talk about this DVD from the Spirituality Channel. Is it New Century TV, correct?
That is correct.
And I don't know what the rest of the DVD is like, but it has quite a rather long, what would you call it, a preview of the DVD?
A trailer?
Yeah. It was awesome. I mean, you were really wonderful.
Thank you. The whole video is basically a show that I did at one of the hotels.
Yeah.
And they filmed the entire show, and then they did little interviews with people that I've read during the show for little testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's some in-depth interviews with me
mm-hmm.
and other clients.
Mm-hmm.
They really did a good job on it. And it's a lot longer than they thought it would be. They can get that online, too.
Yeah. Well, and then the Spirituality Channel, they have other things there on
they
New Century TV?
They do. NewCenturyTV.com, I believe, is their
address. Well, that's very interesting to see it visually like that. So anyhow... SpiritManJoseph.com, and you can check out the book, the CD, or the DVD from there. You also have a blog. You're going to have a radio show, and what else? All new things for you. Hopefully some workshops pretty soon.
Hopefully
right?
some workshops. Hopefully I'll be traveling around the world.
I'm hoping you're going to be. That's the way I'm going to call it, Joseph. That's the way I'm going to call it. Okay, I got to do a little bit of homework here. Again, everybody, I think we got about 5 more minutes if anybody wants to call in, and that's about all the time we got left on the show. So, toll free, 877-8, and why go through the numbers? We've got our caller. Hi, who's calling? Hello?
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 Hi, who's this?
Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Allison and Joseph on Visible by Numbers, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, dear. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You have a question for Joseph?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Joseph, how can you tell if you have the gift of psychic ability?
Well, that's a good question. Because when I was younger, I always thought that I didn't have an ability. I just thought that things that happened to me were natural and happened to everybody. So if you have things happening to you that don't seem natural,
if you're seeing spirits or if you're getting information of things that are going to happen, then you would definitely have a gift. Does that answer your question?
Kinda. So if you think you do have the gift, then how do you? What's the best way to develop it? Just take classes or?
Well, you can take classes, but it's hard to find really good classes unless you're like somewhere near like the Omega Institute or something like that. The key, my whole key to doing the work I do is meditation and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of praying and I do a lot of meditation. And that basically helps you to develop it more.
Okay. Did that answer your question, Allie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
You're
have
welcome,
a good night.
Dear.
Alrighty.
Alright, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. I really believe the meditation, you know.
Absolutely.
That's the best possible advice for any kind of development. But you know what I find so interesting, Joseph, is you know, I'm a numerologist, and when I do numerology readings, you know, certain numbers depict certain abilities, quite frankly. A lot of people have had these things happen to them. They've had their experiences, and, you know, you come along and you explain to them that, you know, you've got this connection, it's psychic ability, seeing, hearing, feeling, whatever the numbers are saying. And people, you know, are sometimes almost grateful that they, you know, oh, thank God, that's what's happening to me, that I'm not crazy. Do you ever get that when people are talking to you, Joseph?
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
Right.
Even still after doing this work all this time, sometimes I walk out of doing a gallery or something, I'm like, did that really just happen?
Right.
Because I see so many things that are just so vivid and in color to me that it's just, it seems crazy.
Right. Well, the numbers pretty much, you know, they pretty much nail that kind of ability.
Yeah, they do.
Depending on which numbers. It can almost tell you, like, clairvoyance, you know, seeing the feelers, you know, the ones that feel, knowers, you know. That's in the numbers, and I think it's interesting. When you meet people, do you automatically know if they've got ability? Do you see it around them? Do you order?
Yeah.
Are you told this?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
And sometimes when I tell people, they don't even have any idea that they do.
Right.
You know, right. And it's not that many. You know, everybody's intuitive to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a gift, I really truly believe that I have a gift that not everybody has.
Right, right.
Nor not everybody could develop either.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's kind of like playing, you know, any instrument. You know, some people can play it fairly well, and some people absolutely have a gift with it.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
We're all gifted in many, many different ways. And with that being said, we've got 1 minute to wrap up the show. So I've got to do a little homework here. People, if you're listening, if you want to sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter, you know, email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put the word subscribe in the subject line. Joseph, do you have a newsletter?
I have an email list. I send out emails usually every week. And they can go on the website and sign up for that.
Okay. Sounds super. And if you want to sign up for Joseph's email list, go to his website and sign up there. All the information is right there on the front page, in the show info page, and also the page for Visible by Numbers. Joseph, we ran out of time. I can't believe an hour's already gone.
I know. That went really fast, Allison.
I really appreciated you being on the show.
Oh,
thank you so much for joining us.
We'll have to do this again sometime soon.
Sounds like a date. You're always welcome. Just give me a call, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Have a really wonderful evening. And as always, I wish you abundant blessings. And Joseph, good night.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.